The new leader rolls out his new lineup. Simon Bridges already has finance, of course. So who gets what and what difference does it make to the party's fortunes? Former National MP Jonathan Coleman back with us. Morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Mike.
Is it a little bit beltway to the extent that who gets certain portfolios does not win or lose an election for a party and most people don't really care, or am I being unfair?
No, I think you're being a bit unfair. Look, it's really important today that Chris Luxon presents a government in waiting and gives the public a look at what the next national government would look like, but also that he gives the people in his team a decent run at the portfolios so they can get in, learn the ropes, get to know the sector, so that in 2 years' time, when, hopefully from National's point of view, their ministers, they can hit the ground running. So this is important. He's got to get the settings right now. He's got to have a front bench that is modern, appeals to the middle voters. But at the same time, he's got to speak strongly to those core constituencies. You know, he's got to have people that appeal to business, farming, middle New Zealand. And he has to have credible people in some of those very key portfolios.
Is he new enough not to appoint suck-ups and, you know, pay back favours, in other words, just to pick on talent?
Look, I think he is. I mean, he doesn't owe anybody anything. If he had strong support from that caucus, he'll want to stamp his own mark on this. He'll be looking at the spine of that cabinet. So, yep, he starts with finance, then you've got health, education, economic development and transport. He will be very conscious of what he has to do with some of those veterans, some of whom could be a bit troublesome potentially, but he'll also want to promote fresh young talent. You know, there'll be the odd surprise, I'd say, on that front bench. He'll want to bring forward some strong, promising women. You know, someone like Nicola Grigg, not well known nationally, but I wouldn't be surprised if she got a big move up the lineup. Because, look, National needs something fresh, something new, exciting, but also extremely competent, so that people can go, actually, I can see those people running the country in 2 years' time.
Do women get promoted because they're women or because they're good, though?
Oh, look, because they're good, but actually, if they're women, it's going to really help as well. Look, I mean, when Todd Muller appointed his front bench, it was too male, it was too white. You've got two strong Maori there and Bridges and Shane Retty, and you've got, you know, some really excellent women as well. So, look, this front bench, it has to have the right feel. You've got to have the right mix, and you've got to get the right people in the right portfolios, because in the end, people are going to say, actually, do I want these people running the country? And if they look at that front bench and say no, that's going to be a really bad start. But look, Luxon's just so competent. I think he's going to be well aware of that, and he's going to get the mix right, and I think it's going to be very exciting.
What do you make of him so far?
I think he's off to a fantastic start. You know, it couldn't be better. He's already bringing back people who were very disillusioned or who were going to vote ACT. He's making all the right moves. And as you walk down the street, you'll find it in Remuera, Mike. I'm finding it here on the North Shore. People are stopping you and saying, look, this is great. I feel excited. We've got a very incompetent government making some bad calls. And now there's finally some hope. So, yeah, I reckon he's making all the right moves.
Appreciate your time, Jonathan Coleman.